The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. Also, great app, WCWP Radio, where you can just listen live. And we're going to come back and talking about a journey into mindfulness. And at some point, we may hear from our Nassau County Executive, Laura Curran. But for now, we were talking about control and managing. You know, the interesting thing about when someone's controlling is they're trying to control someone else, you know, and not always controlling their own world. So, and that does push people away when someone, you know, you have a strained relationship, not a natural relationship when you have someone. And I mean, a lot of times it's a parent with a child, you know, and I certainly have recognized that in myself. I think every parent, every sibling does go through that. But we're going to talk about that in a few moments, and then hopefully we will have Laura Curran. So what are your thoughts on that, Otto?
Well, control is a thing that gets a lot of people into trouble, and it causes a lot of bad relationships, causes a lot of bad marriages. A lot of people try to control somebody, and most people don't want to be controlled. So I think the mindfulness of the fact that that is a real issue in the world is right. Important. You know, the fact that you have to realize maybe you're the kind, I know I can I'm like a ringleader a lot of times, all right, of a lot of different things. And I have to be careful that I don't become too controlling about all these things. And like,
I feel you on that.
I mean, like even with your kids, you know, yeah. your kids are not, my kids are not kids anymore. They're not senior adults, but they're adults. And, I have learned over time that I'm not controlling what they do. If they want to talk to me about something, they will. I'm not trying to micromanage everything. I guess micromanage is another word that kind of ties in with control. And I think micromanaging it could be an issue in a lot of places. So anyhow, I think it all connects to this mindfulness.
Yeah, well,
thing.
Right. Got it back in.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to try to manage this next 15 minutes because I see that we have County Executive Laura Curran, who joined Project Independence and You, and it's so wonderful to have you on. Laura, so you're going to give us some updates on Nassau County. What's happening?
Well, hello, and it's so nice to be with you back on Project Independence Radio. I'm always happy to be here. So we've got a lot of news to talk about. We hit this week a really important milestone. We have 500,000 of our residents have had at least one dose of the vaccine. So that's about half of our adult population.
Wow.
We've got four sites that the county's running. We're running at Nassau Community College, Yes We Can Community Center. We have a smaller one at LIU Post. And a couple of weeks ago, we opened at the Coliseum, which is up to about 300 a day now. So we're seeing our hospitals are doing a great job. We're partnering with Great Neck to get vaccines up there. We're doing a community pop-up up there. We were doing Freeport this week. So we're trying to encourage people, if you're eligible, make an appointment, roll up your sleeve, get the vaccine. And I understand that a lot of people have vaccine hesitancy. A lot of people are, you know, they're not quite sure if it's safe or if it's trusted, effective. So we're just trying to get information out there. We're doing all kinds of webinars and Facebook Lives with doctors from all different communities to kind of demystify, myth bust, as it were, right. about some of the things. And, you know, obviously not still, I understand that we will never get everyone comfortable with taking it, and that's fine. We just want to make sure that people have the information that they need to make an informed decision for their health and for the community's health. I mean, we really do see this vaccine. I've had my first dose last week as a way to get back to normal, to get our businesses running, yes. to get kids in school, to bring a little more normal back into our lives. Well, so we can be social again. I think everyone's craving that.
Oh, most certainly. You know, with Project Independence too, County Executive, we are providing transportation for Project Independence members in the town of North Hempstead to most sites. Our Project Independence transportation program has always been more within the perimeters of North Hempstead, but we are taking them to the county. We are taking our seniors 60 and over to a lot of the sites that are just kind of outside the boundaries. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do Jones Beach, but if you're a resident of the town of North Hempstead, you can call 311 and Project Independence Transportation will take you to and pick you up to any of these sites that are kind of closer. You know, certainly Nassau Coliseum is in there and the college is in there.
Yeah, the Northport VA for vaccines is
right. And there's no cost. Because during COVID, Project Independence transportation has been cashless because we want to reduce the risk of transferring between the driver and the rider, just making sure that there's as little risk as possible, spreading germs in that way. So if you are a resident of the town of North Hempstead and these sites that County Executive Curran just mentioned, you can call 311 or 869-6311. And or go ahead and arrange your transportation.
I have a question, which is via my granddaughter, who's a social worker who deals with a lot of elderly people. And she was hoping that you could give an update on COVID vaccine for the homebound.
Yeah, that's a question that continues to come up. I'm hoping to have something to announce on that next week. We have a strategy. It's not fully baked yet, but I'm looking forward to getting this done. To get folks who are homebound the vaccine. It will be much easier when we get more Johnson & Johnson because that's okay. One and done and you don't have to do that follow-up visit. So we're hoping to do it with Johnson & Johnson. This is something that we are strategizing on every day. How do we get homebound? You know, in the meantime, I want to commend the town of North Hempstead for providing these rides. It is invaluable, the service that you are doing. And I know that the seniors are, I'm glad that they're taking advantage of it and I'm glad yes. that you're doing it for them. We're also finding that a lot of seniors are having a hard time getting an appointment. They might not be as tech savvy. So we have a phone line that we set up, the hotline for seniors. It's 516-227-9590. And it will connect you with a real live human being at our Department of Social Services to help secure your appointment for you. And I also wanted to let our veterans out there know that we have vaccines just for them at Nassau University Medical Center. And that's, I can give you that number if you'd like. You can
yes,
contact
please.
Our veterans, the Nassau County Veterans Services Agency directly to make an appointment. Again, that's a phone number, which can be a lot easier. It's 516-572-6565. And that's right in East Meadow at the hospital, Nassau University.
Okay. Center. That's terrific.
Yes, because, you know, making the schlep out to Northport might not be so easy for some of our seniors. This is a little closer. And it also, it's good for their spouses and family members as well.
Really? That's wonderful.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we're in a stage here where people are starting to, we're in the danger zone probably, where people are starting to let loose a little bit. And yet, on the other hand, we have to be careful. But what I'm looking at, lately I've been reading a lot about vaccine passports, New York State mobile app, Excelsior Pass. What's the counties and your thinking in terms of where that's going to go? Where do you visualize this?
Well, you know, I'll give you a concrete example. Last night I went to the Islanders game at the Coliseum. So because I'm not fully vaccinated, I had to have a COVID test. I had the COVID test. I had the piece of paper with me. But the person I was with has been fully vaccinated. And he had an app on his phone that you could scan it where they, you know, it shows that you're fully vaccinated. So I imagine that the pass will be used for things like that, for, you know, entrance into big events, into ball games, And it's just an easy way to prove that you've been vaccinated. Now, I know some people have some concerns about privacy and all of this, and that's something that does have to be sorted out. But in the meantime, I do think it's a convenient way to show that you've been vaccinated. So my goal is to, of course, increase capacity at places like the Coliseum. It's at 10% capacity. In a big building like that, they can safely accommodate more. Mm-hmm. Safely accommodate more. The more people are vaccinated, the more people are comfortable or going out, the more they can prove they're vaccinated. I think that will help increase capacity, bring the economy back, bring the jobs back, get the kids back in school, all the things that we really need for society to function properly again.
Laura, do you know, was that app that the New York State Excelsior Pass thing? Or
I think it was.
Yeah, because otherwise they're talking about the card that we received as being an ID.
Right.
To be honest about that, my problem with that is there are people out there who aren't quite as honest as the rest of us, and it would be fairly easy to make a card.
Yeah, that's a good point, Otto. Yeah, it would be. It would be. I mean, I think our folks here in Nassau have proven themselves to be pretty honest and pretty trustworthy. I would hope that would continue.
Right.
Because, you know, we've heard this phrase a million times, we're all in it together. And we don't want to blow it. We don't want to have to go backwards by, you know, having more spread happening. And I have to remind everyone, I mean, the virus is still out there. Our infection rate is still, you know, we're still getting 500-600 a day in Nassau County testing positive. There's more travel. Perhaps folks are letting their guard down. The good news, however, is that the hospitalization rate continues to decrease. Mm-hmm. So while we've kind of plateaued with infection rate, hospitalization rate has decreased because I think so many of our seniors and so many of our vulnerable population have been vaccinated. So it's the younger, you know, folks maybe without the comorbidities where we're seeing more of the spread.
Right. So it's still so important to practice safety, you know, still wearing the mask, still washing hands, even if you've been, even if you have both your shots, your 2 weeks passed. You know, I know my mother's a senior and she had not really been out, and she, you know, finally had her second dose and she went to the supermarket for the first time several weeks later. And she's starting to, you know, go to her appointments, but she's still super careful. You know, and it's still, you know, it's very important to continue all the safety protocols, even after you've been, you know, vaccinated or have antibodies.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing is all of those concerns that people have about the variants that are more contagious, we know that all that stuff we've been talking about for months works for whatever variant it is. So I sort of, you know, when people start getting very concerned and getting afraid of the variants, I say, look, but what you were doing works. So just keep doing that. You know, and then of course, if you are vaccinated and you're with other vaccinated people, of course you can,
right.
You know, you can use, I trust people to use common sense. You know, we don't have to go crazy here.
You had quite a spread in Newsday today, which I did not get an opportunity to read yet, but there was like 4 pages about you and COVID. For people who are listening, if you want to really read about COVID.
if you haven't gotten enough COVID news.
That's our project.
So the reporter, Scott Eidler, had been working on this, for months. He and I were speaking in real time as the pandemic was progressing.
Kenny, so, Executive Kern, if you have a moment too, we have to take a quick break right now, and we'll be back in just a moment. You've been listening to the podcast.